Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
How to do TikTok.
You can totally learn how to do TikTok, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Female Encounters of the Like Kind.
I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. We all have goals, and yours is to join TikTok and be in sensation.
Yeah, or I could start a YouTube channel.
Well, let's start out here. We're at Triggers.
Small bites,
small
Carrie.
Steps.
Small bites.
Small steps. Yeah. Triggers, as usual. Doghouse, having good hot dogs, good nachos, good... Noshing goodies. Yeah, we're back to noshing.
Back to the word noshing.
Yep, yep. That opens at 5 and Traeger's opens at 4 with our mixologist, Jeez. Nancy. And Judy has decided to join us. You might remember Judy from a past episode. Judy White, thank
Hello,
you.
It's me.
Hello.
Hello, it's me.
It's the songbird of our generation. I don't know if you're...
There she is.
There she is.
Can we get you to record that so we just do that in mid-show? Can we record sounds on this and just
Absolutely.
Plug them in?
Absolutely. I'm almost to the point where I can hit buttons again.
I want you to do it. Go.
I can do okay.
All of it. Awesome. Just over and over and over.
So then you'll just hear yourself in different shows.
Okay. Okay.
Because I got an air horn. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I was like, I
well, you shifted your weight. I'm all, no, farting is not an air horn.
I leaned in.
I did. I got an air horn. Yeah. Built in. I got a built-in air horn.
No, I have a friend, and she has ulcerative colitis, and her farts are the worst. And I learned it the hard way whenever she's like...
Is there an easy way to learn that?
Oh, no, I heard. But whenever she motions you like, come here, I have a secret, and you lean in thinking she's going to whisper in your ear. No. Oh. That's not why she wants you to come over.
Our friend Katie will be like, you guys smell popcorn? And then just because she farted and she wants you to take a big whiff.
So. I don't fart. I whisper in my panties.
Everyone is whispered in your panties, honey.
Wow.
Just kidding. No.
Many people just east side, but whatever.
You know how like your parents still have a safe word that if a stranger comes up to you, ask him the safe word, which never happens. Like my parents never were like, go
my
pick
kids
up
never
my kid.
Followed it.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to have a safe word. So ours was Yubel.
I would never remember that.
Yubel? Well, it's stuck in there for 38 years. Yubel was their term for farting. It was a Yubel.
How the hell did they get from farting to Yubel?
I have no idea.
Stop you Yubelin.
It's one of the questions when I get to heaven.
you show up at the pearly gates. You're like,
Mom.
I got a list, Mom.
Mom. Yubelin.
Yubelin.
What is this?
Yubelin need to explain this.
We're going
to
Yubel right now for making me use that word.
Yeah, that was our safe word. Do you have a safe word? Run.
Are we talking sexually?
I was gonna say.
Because it's not really a safe word. It's a safe phrase. Knock it off, motherfucker. That's my safe phrase.
Bunghole.
Bunghole? No, it was knock it off.
Okay. Do you have a safe word? Not sexually?
Oh, no.
For your children?
No.
For my kids, I do.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to. I ask him, I'm like, hey, what are you going to do if a stranger tries and picks you up? And he's like, I'm going to run real fast. I'm like, dude, a grown-up's going to outrun you, bro.
I've seen him run. He's pretty fast.
He's fast.
Yeah, he is pretty fast.
No, my kids, well, yeah. So if someone picks him up, even like my closest friends, if I can't pick him up. Oh, Lord. And, hold on.
You hit him a little spew.
I hit my teeth again.
What's your safe word?
Hold on.
Teeth are glass.
Safe sound effect.
Don't you do.
Well, I think it was in the 80s and people were
like, even
scared.
If one of my besties, like if you were to go pick up my kids, like if I don't know, snap my leg in an intersection, I'd be like, we should go pick up my litter. They wouldn't get in the car if you don't say the right word.
Which I can't say here. In an intersection. No, it was in the 80s when they would put something on the news. 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? Remember that? Nobody does. Do you? No?
Nothing?
Okay.
I didn't have kids in the 80s.
Oh, thank you.
I was born
in the
80s. I was born in the 80s as well, but...
You remember TV from when you were little?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't? Okay. No. My parents never let me stay up that late, but I remember it like...
Oh, my parents
creeping
never
around
let me,
a corner, being like, when are they watching? It was the news.
Like now, around the corner in the hall. I still can hum like the MASH theme song because I knew that was bedtime.
Well, yeah. On your cord phone?
Well, and there's always...
There's always those infomercials that would come on in the middle of the night that were selling music, and it was like, heart bands from the 80s.
Oh, then, you know, yeah. I wish they still did that.
I do too.
I definitely still, buy that.
Did you tell her about your birthday?
No.
Oh my God, I just totally interrupted, but it's so worth it. You have to do it.
Yeah, so we're having a birthday
party.
Am
I invited? Are you just telling me about this birthday party that I can't come to?
No, you're invited.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely. We're having an 80s rock party, so you dress up as your favy.
I'm going to
And preferably gender opposite.
Yeah.
So I am going as... Look, Boy George right here.
Yeah.
So who are you going to be? What male 80s star?
I don't know. I have to really dig deep for this.
It takes a little bit.
This is serious. And when I go...
She goes hard, dude.
I love costumes.
Yeah, I love them as well.
I am full commit.
You're speaking
on
to someone
things.
Who was Blake's for Halloween.
I was Blake's. I went to Blake's Lauterburger in my costume and ordered burritos and burgers.
Wow, that's some serious.
They didn't give it to me for free.
That's rude, huh?
Those bastards.
I made a handwritten Blake sign, and it looked just like it. I made it
she
with
had
Sharpies.
She had the hands. She had the hat.
I ordered
the whole thing.
Suit, everything, and I stood in front of the Blake sign with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I tried to get a Colonel Sanders one because we had a thought of going as fast food. Yeah. But it was too late. I'd waited too
Were
long.
You at her Halloween party?
I went to one of them.
This last one we had just kind of sort of met. I hung up all her black lights.
No, I don't think it was the Halloween party. It was the Christmas party. You went to.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if
sure.
you're talking about going as a hamburger, that would be Halloween, not Christmas.
I wouldn't go to a Christmas party as a hamburger, but you
can
do what you want.
I'll go.
I'm in. You can be the hamburgers, I'll be the fries. You can be the milkshake. Let's go. We have a full combo meal.
Merry Christmas.
$5. Take us all.
We're three for three.
We're bargain shopping.
They go back to the counter and they're just all, this is not what we ordered.
80s.
80s, yes.
Okay.
Look at you. See, that's usually me getting back on track. It was you this time. Good job. Thank
preferably
you.
Preferably gender opposite.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to
so
decide.
My birthday's on a Saturday.
Tom Petty.
Perfect.
So, the 17th. You don't have to give me anything. Just
of
give
June?
Me you. Yes. June 17th.
Wait, is Tom Petty 80s?
Yeah, absolutely.
90s? Tom Petty?
80s.
You're blonde.
Yeah,
you could rock a Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, like, in the Heartbreakers was, like, late 70s into the 80s.
Kay.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
Gonna do some research and really think what I can
really
just...
I really thought about being Prince, but then I was like, no, I'm gonna stick with Boy George.
Well, I was really looking forward to Hall & Oates, but it didn't work out that way.
And now you're gonna be what?
Wham. Here's my problem with Wham.
Wham!
George Wham! Michael. Be George Michael.
George Michael's part of Wham. That's a...
Oh!
Golly. This is my... Here lies the problem. I don't know what to dress. Like, I need a wig and a...
So you need to go look through all of the pictures, all of the images, and you need to decide.
They're too pretty for me. They're beautiful men.
Rock it out, man.
Be a beautiful man.
I'm not a beautiful man.
You can be.
I'm going to be.
You can be anything you want to be, Alicia.
Yeah. The world is. Yeah, your oyster. Just do it.
Again.
Man up.
The oyster.
It smells like oysters. The world smells like oysters.
Okay. All right. You've talked me into it. I'll be a beautiful man for you. Okay.
Thank you. I cannot wait.
Because it's you and, what's your face, right?
My girlfriend?
Yeah. That are going to be Wham.
the other one?
The other one?
Yeah, I don't know his name either. You're right. The other one.
Yeah, because I already have the one little hair thingy, and when I was looking at, what's his name?
This girl, have you seen her little braid?
You got dreads?
Tie-in?
Yeah, well, and so, but what's his name?
How long have you had that?
Well, this one I just switched out a couple weeks ago.
No. How long have you had that style?
Oh, God. Years and years, and it's getting limp.
She
so I need to redo
plays
it.
With it. When we're
it's
like
a fidget thing. It's a, but it's also a built-in
hair.
She's
the original fidget spinner. On her head.
And you spin your dread thing.
I can wrap it, and I use the bead, and I tuck it.
That's kind of cute.
It is.
I like it.
But Boy George had like a ton of these, so
you got to go all in.
I'm all in.
You need like you need like 10 more.
What was it? Purple wings.
Yeah.
And a little tiny.
You know, just because you're Boy George doesn't mean you can't sing Purple Rain.
I can't sing shit anyway.
Oh, okay. No, we're doing it in her garage.
The party. Gary's Casino.
The party, I mean.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have shuffleboard, dartboard, bumper pull, poker, slot machine, popcorn machine.
I can do most of those things.
Yeah, I thought she was going to say bumper cars.
And I would like
really
at some
excited.
Point, and maybe you or your person can help me figure this out. At one point, I would like to borrow or use some cornhole boards.
I have tons. So, we have several that you can use.
The good side of my yard, the rock side, That would be fun.
I'll own that.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
So we're going to have all kinds of games, and it's Carrie's Casino.
Cannot wait.
Yep. Yeah.
Doing some research.
Okay. I would be just, you know what? I would expect nothing less out of you. So,
it's a big deal for me.
Thanks, you know, thanks for being our guest again.
How big can you get your hair? Really,
oh my God, Carrie.
I have a video. So I shaved half
of
my...
Can we do like Def Leppard, like, whoa!
I shaved half of my head, and before I did that, I had my hairstylist come over, because she's one of my very best friends, became my very best friend.
Name drop.
And blow dry it.
Wow.
And it was serious. It took almost an entire can of hairspray, and I will do it again.
I've seen it.
Wasn't one of the 80s hair bands was super blonde and big, right?
Oh,
was it Kiss?
Most of them.
I want to know.
Kiss was all brunette.
You've got Poison, you've got...
I want to be Kiss.
Stryker.
Looks great.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
It'll be good. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. I can already smell the Aquanet from this party.
The purple one.
Yeah.
Shit,
yes. You used to huff it.
That's different.
No, I
thanks,
huffed,
Mom.
I huffed the whipped cream stuff. Come on.
And she got the nasal spray, too.
I leveled up.
Yeah,
huffing Aquanets for amateurs.
You did.
You rookies.
Yes.
Judy, do you play golf?
No.
Do you want to learn and play?
I would love to.
Okay, I'm looking for a partner. I would love to, like, even Civitan. Like, my short game sucks.
I really enjoy all sports, all bar games, and golf is something that I have never deep dove into, and I don't know why. No. And my younger brother is phenomenal at it.
Yeah.
He just was like, why don't you want to do it? And I just never did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, my cousin Trevor got...
I just want to get nice outfits.
I have an outfit that is a golf outfit.
Yeah.
From far away, it looks like pineapples. But when you get up close, it's little golf bags.
Okay.
Little club bags.
I really, I will go, and I want a golf outfit.
Can I just, like, watch you guys? Because all I do is chop grass. I've golfed enough to know that it's just like a workout of...
Are you going to drive the golf cart?
That sounded like a sprinkler to me, but...
Well, because I get pissed off after, like, the 30th time of trying to hit the fucking ball.
Oh, you're talking about blades and shit. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and then it's like... A mad happy Gilmore. Just whacking shit.
I'll be your partner.
I'm mad happy.
Mad happy Gilmore.
Mad happy. Happy Gilmore, great movie.
I'll be your coaches.
Thank you.
But you don't know what you're doing.
I know.
But thank you.
Judy's so nice.
She's all in.
I've never done this, but I'll take anybody's guidance.
Carrie's all, your club's backwards.
Use the baseball glove.
Okay. I brought it.
Throw it up in the air and hit it.
Yeah.
Don't, no. Mm. Well, we'll have to go to Civitan. Civitan's fun because, A, you're walking.
It's only nine holes,
exercise,
right?
It's only nine holes.
Okay.
And you can only take, you only need like three clubs. You don't need to lug your whole bag, put like four balls in your pocket. And
all your lost balls end up in my yard anyway, so.
I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. This fun fact. So she lives on that side of town, which happens to filter out from Civitan's
the ditches in
creek.
My backyard.
That goes into the pond?
Mm-hmm. So whenever the ditch drains every year, I am full of golf balls and shooters. Like,
they may have been mine.
Whenever that ditch drains,
secrets so in there.
I get her, exactly. I get her a bag of balls.
Balls and bodies.
Yep.
My favorite.
And there's a ton of golfers that like fireball, I can tell you that. Because I can look at the bottom like, wow, there's a lot of balls
that's
of fireball.
Do you have any that float down that are full and unopened?
No.
Shame. Shame.
Most of them don't even have their lids on, so I wonder where the lids are.
So you just sip in the empties
or what? Wait, is that a lid or a cap?
You sip in empties.
It's a lid or a cap.
What's the difference between a lid and a cap?
Cap is
screw,
like pop.
And a lid's a slap?
I think a lid's a screw. That's how I see it.
No, I think a cap is a screw.
A cap doesn't come back on, a lid
that's
does.
Right. Yeah, a cap is a
pop. A bottle cap. You can't replace the cap, but a lid you can replace. Cap's one-time use.
Okay.
No cap.
So if I had a bottle of
water. No cap.
If I had a bottle of water and I took off the top and I set the thing down.
And put it back on? It's the lid to your bottle of water.
Yeah, that's the
lid.
It's
not the cap to my water bottle.
See, if my hat screwed on, it would be a lid, but it's a cap.
So has everyone just been saying it wrong?
Everyone? No. You? Maybe.
She's overthinking this. We're all thinking this way too hard because I think we're on something.
Let me set the theme.
I do think there's
something. It's a Wednesday. You're laying in bed next to your husband.
Where am I?
Lid or a cap.
See, this is one of, like, I want to put it out there on the thing to answer us on, like, Facebook. Someone just, everyone
Facebook,
chime.
Facebook, yeah. Please.
All the answers. Does someone tell us the difference between a cap and a lid, please?
You know what? I'll add it to my list to the pearly gates.
Mom? Oh,
yeah, 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 because we have our pearly gates list.
Yeah.
Where do I get to have it? Listen to my questions.
What's the Yubel, Mom? What's the difference between a lid and a cap? God, got it.
What an actual
These are the
fuck.
Pressing questions that women yes. felt. Female encounters of life, kind of. These are the pressing matters we talk about when men aren't around, clearly.
Yeah, because if they were around, they'd mansplain us.
They'd capsplain us.
Can they even spell
can
cap?
Can they even? Yeah.
Well. They can. They'd be like, K-A-P, what's the problem?
You women's.
It's called a trash can, not a trash can't, Carrie.
Not trash can't.
We're funny.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious.
So what are we going to talk about? Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. What were we talking about before? When we said, oh, my friend in college.
Oh.
Carry
this
on.
This goes back. Wayward son. Okay,
Do
so
tell.
This goes back to the 80s bands. What were we talking about, how we got on this? But it was something about, being roofied.
Roofie coladas.
Roofie coladas, yes. So a friend of mine in college, she used to get tipsy, as all college students. What were you going to say?
I thought you were going to say roofied. My friend in college used to get roofied all the time. It was her thing.
No, but
we're like,
would,
oh, Carol, back at it.
Carol. He would wake up in the... Carol.
She's on the floor again.
Like you're poking her with a stick like a dead fish.
They call them floories, not roofies. Roofies.
Oh, Carrie.
No, oh, yeah, why are they called roofies if they end up on the floor?
It's hangover.
Wow.
That's it.
Can this
add
the name
it to your
this?
List?
Yeah. The list. Where's our heaven list? Pearly Gates.
Oh,
we have a Pearly Gates list.
I don't have a pen today.
I'm just going to steal his because he's not paying attention. He can't stop me now.
Nothing's going to stop you
What's
now.
Done is done.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Or him. So he used to get drunk and he would wake up and the next morning. He's like, I got drunk and date raped myself again.
Yourself?
And I was like... So he'd like wake up with, he'd wake up with his pants down and his thing out and everything's all messy. And he was like, I took advantage of myself again.
I don't think that would be my first thought. Like, I obviously did this to myself.
He would just get drunk and give himself hand gibblers. So
was he not an attractive boy?
You know what? Is he going to listen to this? Sorry, Steve, I love you.
Steve, shout out to
it,
Steve.
In comes the 80s, shout out to Steve, and you're taking advantage of yourself.
You've got it figured out, okay?
Like, you're a victim of you. And
what do you do about that?
So that White Snake song, here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. I can't sing, you have to take
like
it.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone.
So every time
he took that very literally.
Well, every time for years. I mean, still to this day, if I were to bar with him right now and I could request a song, and for years he got clowned so hard, so we'd put it in the jukebox, we would request it, and everyone would be just hanging out a bar and he'd hear the song. He's all, come on, guys.
That is his theme song.
Absolutely. Here I go again on my own.
Come on, guys. Not again.
Go, guys.
But again, your friends don't really love you if you don't get clowned the hell out of, right?
Truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Carrie has this. I'm not gonna say habit. I'm gonna say this fun thing she does, where if you walk away for any amount of time, if you leave your phone on the table,
the
you're
amount of
getting
pictures.
That, yes. Yeah.
Because you don't have to get a passcode to get in there. You can just start taking pictures.
I know. You partook with me one time, and
I
don't know whose phone
that's
it was.
Right. It was Jessica.
Do you? It was Jessica. I don't know. You're just like, hey, come here.
Oh yeah. And we do like so. We're the queen of like the butthole. Oh, remember we were doing this with the round around on that first show. So,
those were the days, huh? I've tried to black them out.
And
I roofied myself because of that show.
And then this one, the butt crack. And what's this one now called? Because if you zoom in on this.
Questionable.
This right here.
I thought it was. Oh, the skirt steak.
Oh, skirt steak. Mm-hmm. It's right here.
What?
Skirt steak?
Yeah.
Butt crack,
I'm gonna send all of
the
these
butthole.
To my husband. He's like,
weird.
You're naughty.
And then I could get like somebody's like random nostril. Because I think when her phone got passed around the whole bar, I think she had a lot of pictures from random people, and everyone's like, just fucking take something fucked up. And there's like a nipple and a butt crack and a toe.
What a lucky woman.
Yeah, and so if
my girlfriend.
Lucky lady.
Lucky lady.
Lucky lady.
Lucky
right
lady.
There.
That one.
So yes, it is a little. Did I really start that game?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, I kind of suck.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but I never leave my phone, so
I got they got me the other day. Jerry got me pretty good.
Geriatric.
Did you, what was the second question we were asking?
The pearly gates?
Yeah.
Lid and cap?
Lid and cap, and the third.
And the safe word, and what else was it?
No, there wasn't a safe word. It's something to do with a roofie.
Oh, why is it not
roofies
called flory?
And not flories.
Roofie's not flories.
Because you end up on the floor.
How do you spell roofie?
R-O-O-F.
Hopefully.
I-E or Y?
Oh, it's R-O-O-F-I-E-S. Okay. Not that I've looked that up.
Roofies. Plural roofies, I-E-S.
Right.
How much are roofies?
Well, hopefully, I mean, if I were to get roofied, I'd hope I'd be on a mattress, not a floor, but...
That's I'm asking old. A lot, Carrie.
She's a lady. You...
Mattress me up, but she was like...
You, like, have a sign. I have a bad back.
Mattress, please.
If you roofie me... Also, I have a tendency to get pregnant. Pull out or I'm in it for 18 years. We're not together forever.
Your tubes are tied.
Yeah, I could still be that 1% because all four of my children have been prevented.
I asked him to double tie them. I didn't know you at the time, but I put in a little request of your medical papers. I said, double tie this shit.
You should not reproduce.
So it shut.
This is a service to mankind.
Shut it down.
It's like quick rate down there.
No vacancy.
No vacancy.
Nope, not going to do it.
Not going to do it. No.
I make them cute. They're just a little sassy, but...
Yeah, your kids are cute.
Yeah, but they've all been prevented.
What?
They're here.
All four of my kids have been prevented.
Fail.
All
yes. Failed prevented.
I am the queen of failed birth control.
You didn't prevent them. They are here.
Well, number one was... Are we going to give... Okay, TMI, here we go. Number one was pull out. Number two was nursing pull out. Because you can't get pregnant nursing.
Apparently... Allegedly, you can't get pregnant because of hormones and stuff.
And you're not ovulating and all the things.
Yeah.
I never even had a period to miss a period, and he's just here. He's 15. And then...
He's been here for 15 years. He's here for years.
So pull
he's
out,
here to stay.
Pull out is 16. You can't get pregnant. Nursing is 15. Plan B twice is 8. And IUD just turned 6.
Oh.
So we're going to see how long tube tie...
Wow.
This is why no one should roofie me, because I'm not kidding. You'll be in it for 18 years.
Wow. Okay. Anyone listening, just don't have sex with Carrie. I think that's pretty much what we've all learned. So
you're in it forever.
You're in it. It's a threat.
That's not just...
Actually, you know what? It's a promise.
It's not just one night of taking advantage of me. It's me taking advantage of you and your Social Security and your income for 18 years and making you fucking miserable. Yeah.
Wow. What a treat.
Yeah.
What a treat.
I think I should have that sign on the shirt, like, what a treat.
And have, like, a Rice Krispie underneath. It'd be good.
That was terrible.
Yeah, we're actually getting shirts made. Did you hear this?
Oh, we are? We're getting shirts
put
made?
On there?
We're
gonna...
So we took a picture of, like, Step Brothers.
Oh, like, that one makes me look like bacon, though. And then my
I love bacon.
Everybody loves bacon. Hello. I don't like crispy bacon, though.
What?
I like know, it. She likes flimsy.
You like raw?
She likes the flimsy.
Borderline
yeah,
raw.
That's yeah. Just...
Floppy bacon is
that is.
Wrong. Well, it's wrong.
No one's out here roofing me, so maybe that's the secret.
Eat floppy bacon.
I want to hear that shit crunch when I bite.
No,
like, I don't
do.
Want to tear
100%. Me. I do I not want
the
elasticity.
The fat of it?
Yeah.
The fat of it? Like, the white part?
I understand.
Oh. Is there ice in here? Can I...
I don't know if you're familiar with bacon.
Are you mansplaining bacon to me?
Cassidy.
Listen, that is one of my food groups on my food pyramid is bacon.
That's my favorite part.
Maybe my lowest. The
yeah, I hate
section.
Like even like with if any any meat, just where I feel like I am a carnivore, whatever. But we have to tear at it. It just and that's how I feel with bacon when you just
bacon
wish
that was
like
the fiber out of make it crisp.
I want to hear that shit crunch.
No, you take the flavor out of it and then
no,
it just turns
no,
into
bacon
no.
Specifically no. Needs to be
how
crunchy.
Do you like your steak?
Medium.
Medium.
Okay.
Mm,
yeah.
Rare. All day.
Medium
rare.
Yeah.
Rare. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. I like it moving.
If it's not bleeding, yeah. If it's not bleeding, I ain't eating.
You heard it first.
Lucky woman she is.
Wow.
She's
wow.
Lucky.
I'm very rarely left speechless, and I just had the whole, the hell did she just say?
Oh my God.
So do you like fish?
No, this show's going to be R-rated.
Oh,
it's going to be X-rated.
Oh, goodness.
Hell of a woman.
Oh
anyway.
point being is I liked my meat raw. That's all I was saying. That's all I was saying.
How do you like your coffee?
Like I like my men.
Not you,
no. Not.
I don't drink coffee at all.
I don't.
She's a tea lady.
I'm a tea lady. I am.
You like green tea?
London fog all day.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. No Earl Grey?
Yeah, I'll get down on the Earl Grey. Yeah, for sure.
There's London fog. The teabag part, huh?
Yeah.
Got me.
That was her weakness.
Roofie you, teabag me. We're in.
What a
go
team.
Team.
What a team.
I hope I'm on a mattress, too.
I'm not in the fucking mood for rug burn tonight. Damn it.
Are you? You, like, ever? Wait, you think to yourself, you know what? You know what sounds fun today?
Yes.
Rug burn.
Yes.
And that's when you're like,
sign me
chase
up.
Me, daddy, catch me.
That's my safe word. No. Daddy, no, can't do it.
I don't think I can rate this show.
I, yeah.
Probably
this
not.
Is, this is what happens when you...
Put this one on OnlyFans. I'm just kidding.
Only pods. Remember, we invented this. Only pods.
Yeah. I have a shirt that I wear.
It's so great.
And it says,
finally. She just has a shirt.
One singular shirt. It's not a tube or a crop top, but it has a bunch of different types of fans, and it says only fans
like
on it.
Ceiling fans.
Big ol' hurricane fans. The whole nice. Thing is print. I love that thing. But my son is always like, oh, it's your only fans shirt. I was like, you don't go to school.
What is he, eight? It.
He's six.
Six.
Like, yeah.
And he knows what OnlyFans is?
No, but my shirt has OnlyFans, and it
but
says
OnlyFans. But if he's out here talking about, if he's out here talking about his mom's shirt to anyone.
And he can read, and it clearly says.
Now you're just bragging.
And in walks that mom. My kid was reading when they were born.
My kid.
No. I don't
have
he
came
him.
Out
I
reading my know. Lips.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, man. That was a good one, Carrie.
I tried.
That was a good one. That may have been the funniest joke I've ever heard you tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Are my other ones failures?
No, that was just really funny.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Is there anything else that you want to talk about today?
I think we've covered all the things we shouldn't have.
This
so.
Has been a... This is... Yeah. This is
and thank
happens.
You, Judy, for coming back.
Yeah. Roofie Coladas, OnlyFans, what I...
You
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're just going to keep calling blessed. You.
Hashtag OnlyFans blessed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hashtag...
Hashtag...
No... Ending notes, no one roofie anybody.
Hashtag...
Mattresses
yeah,
only.
Yeah, don't do it.
Mattresses only.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.